Social impact everywhere.
Okay, welcome back, my fellow social impactors, to a special episode of the Social Impactors Podcast. Today, I'm podcasting on-site for the SETSI Summit 2019. So SETSI stands for Social Economy Through Social Inclusion. So it's a day of diversity, solidarity, and intergenerational collaboration. And today, I have a special guest with us. And Brent, right? So Brent, I want to first start off with just explaining, you know, why you're here, maybe, and also a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Sure. So my name is Brent Brody. I'm the GTA Regional Manager for Bisocial Canada. And we are, Bisocial Canada is excited to be a part of this conference in collaboration with our social enterprise ecosystem partners, S4ES. And, you know, we are excited to drive, social inclusion through, through enterprise. We love coming to events like this to talk about how we can generate community value through business transactions that happen every day.
Super cool. And I know we've done a lot of work together on Georgian College's front, but right. Always interested in the work that you do. And the next question I have for you is just this idea of a social impactor. And I've explained it before, but I'll explain it again for people listening. It's someone who makes social change in the world, right? That's a social impactor. And so to you, what does it mean to be a social impactor in the world?
Well, for me, I mean, I think I'd rather, if I could start off, everybody can be a social impactor. And certainly with Bisocial Canada, where we look at, to use your words, to be a social impactor, we're looking at business to business transactions that are already occurring. And what we're asking purchasers in particular to do is to think about how you can generate community value through purchases you're doing anyways. So it's, if you need to do some advertising or something like that, or get some printing done, it's thinking about that purchase that's happening already. And can we generate a social value by maybe doing a contract with a social enterprise that, perhaps employs people with, barriers to the workforce or something like that. So really, really anybody can be a social impactor. And I think there's a lot of power in that movement and in that idea, because all it is a mind shift towards, putting more than just economic value into a transaction. That's not important. That's still important. And I don't want to cleave from that too much, but we can be more intentional about driving social impact through those purchases.
And one thing I've realized is yes, making money is important, but what you've opened my eyes to, and especially Bisocial Canada as a whole, is that these what we do on a large scale, let's say, a college or an institution, for example, those services they provide can be provided by a social enterprise. It's not that they can't. They can provide the exact same value, but you have those tertiary responses, which are the social environmental outputs too. And you can embed that through social procurement.
Exactly.
And change everything, right? Those services can still be the same, if not better.
Sure.
And you're employing local staff. It might be a student run business. Like we can very rapidly and very efficiently change the system we have and then work with small social enterprises.
Absolutely. And it's all about that intentionality. And thinking about, especially if you're a larger organization who's got a significant community presence like Georgian College, it's being intentional about where you're trading, and you through your existing business can actually improve community life as well and provide employment opportunities, and start to create those social impacts you want to see. And for the organization, it's a mutually beneficial relationship for sure.
Yeah. So I don't want to take too much of your time, but the last question I have is a little bit about your advice. And so this question is, what is your advice for other people to begin making their own impact? But you're right on the spot today.
That's
right. Right at 9 o'clock in the morning.
That is the sign of a good podcast. Let me tell you, pay attention to your passions. What are you interested in, or what do you want to see? Sometimes if you get an idea board or something like that, sometimes the first things you start off with is, what do I want to see change? What, you know, or, you know, to get a little bit more philosophical here, what do I want my legacy to be? You know, so think about that. And then, you know, if it's, you know, if it's an environmental cause, or you want to see more people in employment, or, you know, you want to address, you know, poverty in an area or something like that, start there. And then begin with the passion and start to see what you can offer to help solve that challenge or problem.
Awesome. So Social Impactors listening today, that is Brent, and he is from Buy Social Canada. So check out what they do. Awesome company. And look at the social procurement movement.
Thanks so much.